The Kootenay East Regional Hospital District, KERHD, board approved $30 million in additional funding towards the FW Green Home Expansion Project in Cranbrook during a contentious meeting on Friday, July 11. The $30 million of additional funding is the hospital board's contribution towards a total project increase of $75 million, with the province covering the difference. In total, the entire project is now estimated at $232 million for the 150-bed long-term care facility, which will be built in two phases at the existing site over the next 5 years. Capital healthcare infrastructure costs are typically shared 60% by the province, and up to 40% by regional hospital boards, which are funded by regional and municipal property taxation within the hospital board's jurisdiction. Following the board's approval of the $30 million, the total cost being borne by regional taxpayers for the entirety of the FW Green Home expansion is now $92.8 million. In turn, the province is providing the remaining $139.24 million. It was contentious, it was not a slam dunk, nor should it be at any given time when we're talking about the substantial amount of money that we are committing to on behalf of the electorate, said David Wilkes, the mayor of Sparwood and chair of the board, after the meeting. But, having said that, it is much needed for the East Kootenay. It is something that we all recognize will benefit a lot of people within the East Kootenay for long-term care. Despite reservations, the majority of the board voted to approve the $30 million additional contribution amid concerns that the project could be delayed or cancelled and the province's funding contribution would be shifted to other projects elsewhere if additional funding was not provided. Additionally, a number of acute care beds at the East Kootenay Regional Hospital are currently being occupied by patients awaiting placement in a long-term facility, and the addition of more Lieutenant Colonel beds in the community will help alleviate pressure on hospital resources. However, Cranbrook Mayor Wayne Price and Area B, South Country, Director Stan Dole voted against the measure. Price said he respects the board's decision and acknowledged everyone was put in a tough position, but took issue with the ballooning costs and implications to property taxation across the East Kootenay. It's our local area taxpayers who are paying this bill, and when you're looking at $1.55 million per bed, I gotta ask myself, there's gotta be a better way, Price said. Price suggested that private contractors could build multiple sites across the region if they could utilize the $232 million in funding. The board found out about the additional $75 million increase in June, and didn't make a funding commitment at the time, instead hoping for a special meeting with Interior Health leadership and senior Ministry of Health officials to parse through the increase and chart a path forward. Friday's special meeting was attended by Interior Health executives including Interim CEO Sylvia Weir, while a PowerPoint presentation provided more context to the increase and the efforts being done to rein in further cost challenges. One Interior Health official walked through the presentation, which was geared towards explaining the factors behind the cost increase and the efforts to mitigate any further cost overruns. However, it didn't seem to allay a lot of fears around the hospital board table, while process and procedure were sticking points with a few directors. Much of the concern centered on a perceived lack of information or forewarning to the hospital board over major capital cost increases, and the resulting impact it has on local government financial planning and taxation. Directors were also frustrated that the hospital board doesn't have direct involvement in project planning or oversight, and are at the behest of waiting for Interior Health to make unforeseen or unanticipated funding requests when projects experience cost overruns. You can appreciate for projects of this size, that's just not good governance on the part of this particular board, said Kimberley Mayor Don McCormick, during discussions. Radium Hot Springs Mayor Michael Gray concurred. I think you can sense the distrust from this board towards Interior Health, towards the ministry in general, said Gray. We feel like we're sitting on the outside yet still expected to front 40% of the cost and feel like we have 0% of the input. Not 40% of the input, not 2% of the input, 0%. You show up, tell us what the bill is, and it's kind of like a hostage situation. On behalf of Interior Health, Weir acknowledged the board's concerns but noted the health authority is doing due diligence on major projects like the FW Green Home and is committed to transparency. The waters are storming around construction projects across the whole province, and there are uniqueness and pressures in markets that don't see as much competition and where the supply chain is longer, Weir said. The FW Green Home was approved by the province in late 2023 with an initial budget of $156.5 million after being in the works for a number of years and sitting with the Provincial Treasury Board. In a statement, BC Infrastructure Minister Bowen Ma acknowledged the importance of the project and the hospital board's cost pressure concerns. The FW Green long-term care project is important to supporting seniors in the region both now and in the future, Ma said. We are very happy to hear that the Kootenay East Regional Hospital District has agreed to fund part of the increased costs, and I'm committed to continuing to explore all options with our partners so we can deliver this critical project for the community.